Mother of infamous transgender rapist says a wig and a dress doesn't make you a woman. By Kurt Sindelka on December 3, 2024. The mother of an infamous rapist who claims to be transgender has disputed her son's claims to being a woman, proclaiming that biology determines sex, not what clothes one wears. Janet Bryson, the mother of convicted Scottish rapist Adam Graham, who claimed during his trial for rape that he identifies as a woman named Isla Bryson, has refuted her son's account of long-standing transgenderism. Speaking to the Sunday Mail, Bryson said, "My son never expressed any wish that he wanted to be a girl, dressed in any other way or ever asked to be called by any other name than Adam growing up. Never once, at the age of 4 or at any other age." She went on to refute the very concept of transgenderism itself, saying that she believes you have to be born female to be female. No wigs, dresses or amount of makeup makes, sick, you female. You can say you're a woman, but to be female, that is down to biology and how you are born, Bryson said. Graham's case, which resulted in him being jailed in February of last year for 8 years after being found guilty of raping two women, sparked widespread outrage in Scotland after he was initially sent to a female prison. The failure of then-Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon to be able to say definitively whether rapists who claim to be transgender should be allowed into women's prisons was broadly seen as having contributed to the downfall of her government and her removal from power a little over a month later. The case also turned out to be instrumental in undermining plans from Sturgeon's leftist government to allow anyone over the age of 16 to be able to simply declare that they are the opposite gender, without having to go through the process of obtaining a gender recognition certificate as is the current law in the UK. The self-ID law was approved by the local Scottish Parliament. However, it was ultimately slapped down by former Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's government in Westminster. Now, Graham's mother has joined a campaign from the For Women Scotland group who have brought a legal challenge against the concept of gender recognition certificates, arguing that sex must be recognised in law as immutable in order to prevent biological males from receiving benefits and privileges dedicated for women. Lawyers for the Scottish Government lawyers argued before the Supreme Court last week that gender recognition certificates should bestow the same legal status, saying that even lesbian groups of over 25 or more people would be forced into admitting biological males who are sexually attracted to women as they would be legally classified as lesbians themselves. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the potentially landmark case early next year. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to Sindelka@Breitbart.com.